Well, back we are here at the Bremer High School football field. Bremer stays alive. Bobcats push a record of 12-0. They end the season for Concordia. Beat Concordia for the second time this year as the Orioles wrap up their season 10-2. It's Bremer over Concordia 49-21 in the eight-man state quarterfinals today. Jordan Tyler, head coach of the Orioles, our guest on the postgame show. Coach, tough luck. You'd hope for better success. You recover that fumble on the opening snap of the ball game, then you wind up turning the ball over. They pick off a pass at their own two. They go on something like a 78-yard drive. Then the next possession, they go on a drive of something like 65 yards. They lead 12-0, and then you're kind of in a hole. You're playing from behind, down 12-0 early in the game, and sometimes your offense not really built for that because you're more of a move-the-sticks, ball-control type of team.
Oh, yeah, you know, some things early didn't go our way. They really dominated the first half. You know, that's you're talking about our run game and everything, and, you know, we've got a young quarterback, and he's coming along great. He's getting more confident every season. You know, we'll have him back next year as a junior. But, you know, a testament to the senior class and our upperclassmen and our starters out here that came out in the second half and made it a ball game for a while.
Yeah, your kids didn't quit. You were down 34-7 at the half, battled back, scored early in the third quarter, scored early in the fourth quarter, headed down to 34-21. And then moving the ball on fourth and three, they come up with that pick six. That was a real backbreaker.
Yeah, and, you know, and that's not on the kids. That's on me. It was my play call and my play design, and it really forced our quarterback into a short read, and that's on me.
Yeah, they had two touchdowns in the game that were backbreakers. One came with about 20 seconds to go in the first half on that double pass, that pass over to Shue, and then he found Stone downfield on a long 60-yard pass play to close out the first half, and then Stone with the pick six, a couple backbreakers that your ball club was never able to overcome.
Yeah, you know, and again, we're a young team. We have a decent-sized senior class with seven kids. But for the most part, a lot of young guys out here, so they're going to be more experienced next year. And we'll just come out and, you know, work on our flaws and hopefully open up our game a little bit and see what happens.
Yeah, they hold you to only 40 yards. We had you 40 yards total offense the entire first half. Their defense was awfully good the first two quarters of the game today.
Yeah, you know, their defense was doing a great job, and we were kind of getting a slow start offensively, just figuring out the pace of the game, some kids figuring some things out. It took us a little bit to wake up, and then, like I said, in that second half, we started to come alive a little bit.
Did they do anything differently today as opposed to the first meeting this year? Did they do anything that surprised you? Did you try to do anything today that was different from what you did in game one back in late August?
You know, they threw a couple of different things at us. Defensively, not so much. They kind of stuck to what they did. They scouted us well. You know, offensively, we tried to throw a couple of new things in there, and some of them hit, some of them didn't. And again, that's probably on me. Defensively, we tried a couple of new things, and some of it worked, some of it didn't. Some of it was just situational stuff or just getting outmanned. And, you know, I thought the defensive staff and the kids did a great job on their game plan, so we'll try it again next year.
What did you say to the kids at halftime, down 34-7? They got two touchdowns within 45 seconds of each other late in the first half. It went from an 18-7 game all of a sudden to a 34-7 ball game. You're down by a bundle. What did you say to the kids at halftime that got them going? Because you score early in the third quarter, score early in the fourth quarter, get the ball back. You've got them back on your heels. Were any words of inspiration from you guys at the half at the half, or did the kids just put that effort together themselves in the second half?
You know, our message going into halftime, it was pretty simple. It was, you know, our brand of football is like downhill running. We want to be the more physical team always. And in that first half, we just got out physical across the board. I mean, you know, they were getting into the backfield. Our running backs were kind of tiptoeing looking for things, and it just isn't our normal style. We're normally get downhill north to south and take the physicality to you. And then after that, we kind of stepped away and let our upperclassmen have their moment with them, and they came out. So I would say most of it's self-motivated.
And with the loss, you wind up 10-2. The season comes to an end. Unfortunately, you say goodbye, I think, to seven seniors. I count seven seniors on your roster. They were a big part of the program. You say goodbye to them, but I count 10 juniors and 8 sophomores that'll be stepping up, and we'll fill in some of those shoes, I guess, when the 2025 season rolls around.
Yeah, this senior class, they're special, you know. Not just special athletes, they're special young men. They mean a lot to me, you know. I had them at a young age when I came on as an assistant at this program. And so I'm going to be sad to see them go, and they're going to be hard to replace. Now, luckily for us, those guys have done such an incredible job with their leadership throughout the year and, you know, really building up the guys behind them that we should be back in Dangerous next year.
We'll let you go, Coach. Thanks for coming by. Tough luck today. Your season ends 10-2, but you got a good nucleus coming back next year, and hopefully we can get together and broadcast more Concordia Oriole football next year in the 2025 season.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet. Thank you.